every major and significant theater in the world has been forged or created with a playwright as a central and important voice as part of that company. And with that in mind, we're initiating a new program next year, which is to have playwrights in residence at the NAC. And next year, we're honored to have two writers that will be here in residency. And in addition to working on a brand new play, particularly for us to be presented in a future season, the writers will be participating in youth and education activities, working with students in the local area, at helping them with their own explorations into the theater and playwriting, as well as conducting professional master classes, and really being part of the day-to-day activity of a theater. And those two writers next year are going to be Daniel David Moses and Marie Clements. Daniel is a registered Delaware Indian, and his works for the stage include Almighty Voice and His Wife, The Moon and Dead Indians, Coyote City, The Indian Medicine Shows, and Brebeuf's Ghost. And during his residency, Brebeuf's Ghost, which is set in 1649, he's going to be writing a sequel to that play called Undiscovered Country, as well as doing an adaptation of Thomas Heywood's 1730 Pirate Adventure, which is the only play in the Renaissance canon with First Nations characters in it. Daniel's going to be doing an adaptation of that, and it's called Fair Maid of the West. He's a writer that is poetic, writes of huge scale and epic proportion, and we're thrilled to have him here. Marie Clements, who of course is the author of Copper Thunderbird, is going to be here doing the final touches on the production draft to that play and participating in the rehearsals of the Copper Thunderbird. She'll also be doing youth and education activities and professional development master classes. And who knows? We're talking to Marie about a brand new project, and that could be anything. And we'll surely keep you posted as to what it is. Marie and her company, Urban Inc. and Galliano, are a powerhouse of ideas. And I love a thing that Paula Dankert calls Marie the one-woman Wooster group. And it really does describe the range of stuff that Marie does. So we're delighted and honored to have both Marie and Daniel with us next year.